This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. It's official. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States. Presidential electors have given the Democrat the majority of their votes, formalizing his victory in last month's election. Normally, the Electoral College vote is procedural, but this time was different as President Donald Trump refused to concede and repeatedly claimed key states voted for Biden due to major fraud. The president and his allies have since lost more than 50 lawsuits in battleground states contesting the vote. The Department of Justice also said 2 weeks ago it has found no evidence of widespread voter fraud that could change the results of the election. The president-elect will speak to Americans in a televised address soon after the electors finish voting. He'll speak from his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, and is expected to build up democracy, guide Americans past the tumultuous campaign, and President Trump's refusal to concede. Monday, a celebratory day in the United States as healthcare workers begin receiving the newly approved coronavirus vaccine. But it's also a somber day as the country records more than 300,000 deaths due to COVID-19. That's from data collected from Johns Hopkins University. Sandra Lindsay, a critical care nurse, was the first to receive the injection in New York State. President Trump, who has pushed for rapid development of the vaccine, despite downplaying the severity of the crisis in the beginning, heralded the moment on Twitter. The president tweeting, "Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world." Pfizer Incorporated developed the vaccine alongside its German partner, BioNTech. Supercooled shipments of the vaccine left the Pfizer manufacturing facility on Sunday. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has resigned. There is lingering tension between President Trump and his staunch ally over the president's unfounded claims of election fraud and the investigation into President-elect Joe Biden's son. The president tweeted Barr's resignation letter Monday evening, saying the two had just finished up meeting at the White House. President Trump has publicly expressed anger about Barr's statement 2 weeks ago that the Justice Department has found no widespread election fraud that would change the outcome of the election. New COVID-19 restrictions are now in place in South Africa. The nation has seen a sharp spike in infections since the start of December, with reported cases hovering around 8,000 per day in the last few days. Numbers were around 3,000 per day in November. President Cyril Ramaphosa said in a televised address, "Given the rate at which new cases are growing, there is every possibility that if we do not act urgently, the second wave will be more severe than the first wave." The government is now closing down beaches on the eastern coast and limiting large public gatherings ahead of the holiday season. Ramaphosa said the main reasons for the sudden rise in cases have been large gatherings and travel. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny says his poisoning case has been solved. This comes after a joint media investigation said it had identified a team of assassins from Russia's FSB security service as his would-be killer. The FSB, which is the main domestic security successor to the KGB, made no comment on the investigation. The Kremlin has repeatedly rejected any suggestion that Russia tried to kill Navalny, one of President Vladimir Putin's leading critics, who collapsed on a domestic Russian flight in August. Navalny is still in Germany recovering from the incident, which was the result of a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. The Trump administration is imposing sanctions on Turkey over its purchase of a Russian air defense system. The move comes at a delicate time as the two countries are at odds over Turkey's acquisition from Russia of the S-400 missile defense system. U.S. officials have long complained about Turkey and the S-400, which they say is incompatible with NATO equipment and a potential threat to allied security. You can find more stories on voanews.com. Go there for the latest international headlines. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.